Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I'm told that our put up or shut up stats man, Rodney, told Biggie that he wished we had talked more about the Aaron Rodgers deal and what a bad deal it was for the Steelers. He must be a Steelers fan.
He is a Steelers fan.
I thought so. He's all Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And he said he really had some. He was like, "I'm fired up about it." He does not like it. He thinks it's.
I'm fired up about it too, and I don't even. I'm not
in
even
the opposite way.
I'm not a Steelers fan. I think it's a great move, and I think they will be at least 11 wins this year.
Wow! Hold on, wait. This is an envelope.
Let's put a prediction.
This is a prediction. We need to put in an envelope.
All right. Yeah, we'll.
What's the date we can open that? Does anyone know the end of the regular season? We just put it into
early January or mid-January, yeah. End of the regular season. After their last, I think they'll have 11 wins or more, and I think Rodgers will have had a solid season, and they'll be in the playoffs. I don't know that they'll win a playoff game. They very rarely haven't won one in 8 years. But why in the world would anybody be against that? I mean, it is a huge upgrade at quarterback.
I think they're just thinking of the baggage that comes along with an aging guy.
Well,
who seems to, yeah, you know, not be a total team player.
But I'm an aging guy that is not a total team player.
And scene.
Okay. Now, I'm not going off to some
ayahuasca retreat.
I'm not doing that. I'm not.
You're not going to live in pitch black, right, for 3 days?
What Terry Bradshaw said, I'm not going to go chew on bark. I'm not chewing on bark somewhere in a tent with ayahuasca and all that.
It's going to start snowing. When you walk down the street in July.
That's right. But I am an aging, non-conform team player, and I'll...
Who may have had a good record once.
I'll never...
Yeah, right. Maybe.
I love... Somebody said something the other day that I loved. I don't remember who it was or about what it was, so I can't share it with you, but it was a quarterback. It was a quarterback.
Current or former?
Current. It may have been Flacco. It was because Flacco is still playing, right? Joe Flacco?
I think he's still on a roster.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Cleveland?
Yeah, he's a Brown.
Okay, he's a Brown.
He's one of the five quarterbacks on the roster.
I'm pretty sure it was him. And the question was, do you see yourself as a mentor to all these young quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah.
And his answer was absolutely perfect. And he said, I can't answer that question without you screwing me up here in the press, because if I say, yeah, I'm a mentor, it's, oh, you're no longer competing for a job.
I don't want to be the starter.
I don't want to be the starter. If I say, no, I'm not a mentor, oh, I'm this horrible guy who won't help these young people. And so what he said is, I'm competing for a job. You know, that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if they want, he goes, I will mentor them by doing the right thing, showing up early to practice, playing the game the right way. If they see that and want to call it a mentor, fine. But I'm not going to sit there in the corner and help them out. I'm trying to win the job. Good for him.
Yeah, I like that comment. I honestly hate that.
That's a gotcha trap. That's
a trap question. And I do agree that for some reason, it's like at some point in every athlete's career, it becomes, are you mentoring? You're mentoring the younger. Maybe they don't want to be the mentor. Maybe they still want to try and get the job.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I thought his answer was perfect. So it's like, I'm going to play really hard and try really hard to win the job. If they want to emulate what I'm doing, great. If not, I'm not going to go over there and say, maybe you should try this and maybe you should try that. I'm trying to beat him out for the job. He wants to be the starting quarterback, of course, for the Browns.
This is sort of off the topic, but I know you were talking about predictions, et cetera. And oftentimes when we make big pronouncements, they're sealed into envelopes. Is every one of those sealed?
Yeah, they're all, yeah, we have.
My God, that's a lot of predictions. You know, we don't have our.
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, no, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we used to have a member
who keeper of the flame.
Would go through the envelopes.
We have some that are being, look at that. That's Dave's handwriting. Open on, and Dave signed this one. Open on air, August 1st, 2025. God knows what I said.
Yeah, there's no no clue.
Right.
I hope it's not something like they'll never get rid of the four of us. I pray it's nothing like, because, I mean, frankly, around that date, too.
They can tear this country apart, but this is the bonds in this room.
If one goes, we all go.
All for one and one for all.
Yeah, maybe, you know what? Maybe we should just check that envelope before we
hold it up to the light. See what you see.
Yeah. Well, it's got Dave's. Uh-huh. It's got Dave's initials on it.
Oh, yeah, it's where we all signed our name in blood. That we'd be the bestest of friends forever.
There are three to open in August. Open August 1st. That's the one we don't know anything about. Open August 15th. New Chick-fil-A sandwich is what it's entitled. Also signed by Dave. And this one is open at the beginning of the 2025 college football season. That's August 23rd, B.B. Shea's prediction.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Open this when Arch Manning is drafted. Dave's on.
Did he decide to stay in school? Yeah, he did.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. One more year of Texas at least.
Open this April 26, 2028. Kelly's asinine prediction about Caitlin Clark. Dave signed it.
Okay.
Open December 10th, 2029. That's a Monday. Two Guys Named Chris show predictions. Signed by Dave.
Oy.
Open January 21st, 2031, NFL referee discussion, signed by Dave.
2031. I don't even think I'll be here for that.
Do you think that'll be FRS replaced by robots?
Bingo. Has to be it.
Open December 7th, 2031, Kelly's asinine prediction about Aaron Judge of the Yankees, signed by Dave.
Aaron Judge.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Open December 11th, 2023, signed by Dave.
Wait, what?
Open December 2033.
Oh, okay.
2033, right. Open October 22nd, 2034, Kelly's asinine prediction about NFL quarterbacks. open February 2035. How many Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes have?
Oh, okay.
I guess we're figuring he's going to retire by then.
I won't see it, but that's a good one.
Open January 4th, 2041. Toothpaste.
Who had such a strong feeling about toothpaste?
I did.
Oh, was this when you were going to like make little capsules?
That's right.
Oh, we wouldn't have to brush. We just
no more tubes
or something.
No, we're not even going to be, no more toothpaste. Open October 27th, 2123. Cricket burgers. Will we be eating cricket burgers? Signed by Dave. Now we have an open envelope.
Okay, are some spares.
Yes, so I'm going to put it, and you'll have to light the candle so we can burn
seal it. Yeah.
Burn your thumb.
I'm not qualified.
Yeah, we have to have somebody start signing the back. I guess it'll be Chris Dem now.
I guess. And the prediction will be about Aaron Rodgers Steelers season. Year one. So we can open that January 15th of 2026. Okay, and that will be. I do believe he's going to be very, very good for the Steelers. I don't know why. I just feel like they're pretty good. They keep making the playoffs, and now I think they've got, if he'll fall in line, a really good quarterback.
I guess over the weekend he did do some working out with like DK Metcalf. They had pictures together.
I'm in the minority. Most people think he's aging. He's coming off 2 years of injury, but I thought he played pretty well for the Jets last year. He had the injury 2 years ago, and he is, of course, he's getting older, but I think he can put it all together one more time.
Woo!
He signed a one-year contract, and I'll do that for Rodney. I'm going to predict a really good season for Aaron Rodgers.